and the Dock centre half. I had you down as my man of the match tonight. You had a super game along with your team.
Oh, I don't think I could agree with you there. It's one of, defensively, I thought it was sound, but with the ball, I was quite poor tonight. I think maybe just a good pass for the first goal and a goal sort of overshadowed the rest of it. But, you know, we were clean sheet and we're through to the next round and we knocked out the holder. So you got to be happy with that.
Great start to the game, wasn't it? I mean, you were controlling the game. They were threatening a little bit, but what Dave McMillan struck for his first goal, tremendous.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was start. Both teams were feeling each other out a bit. They went with Joey and Dower right back, which were, you know, puzzled us a bit. And then we just had to get used to their shape. They were dropping off, and we had the ball a lot and making it hard to play. They're great when you can't give them any time on the ball because they're good possession team, good passing team. But when we did get that goal, you know, I felt we kicked on a bit, and it was great to get the goal early in the second half. Then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Darrell's goal killed it off, really.
Oh, he's smashing. He's a goal a game these days. Like he's, you know, when you've got players like that in front of us, like, you know, we know
the game yourself.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'll take it. Clean sheets is what I'm looking for. But if it's a goal there for me, I'll, you know, even better.
But the second goal and then the third goal, you know, with about 15 minutes to go, that was your goal. You took the opportunity, you bundled it over the line.
Yeah, it was right place, right time, I suppose. I stayed up from a set piece and it was a great ball through and Dave McMillan made a great run. He got to the byline. He ended up having a shot and it came off the keeper. I think Mountie was about to take it off my toe, going away from goal. And I managed to...
11-1 again.
People shouting odds that you're putting a lot of money on you to score goals.
I know. Just hit it. I think it was more a clearance than a shot. It went roofing and out, but once it goes in, I was happy.
But how does it feel? You've knocked the cup holders out. They've dominated the cup three times in the last 4 years and 2 years running now. It's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it's a great achievement. Like, when the draw was made, we were, you know, we're coming into a big game against Pats and we've had a few big games. Yeah, no disrespect to lower teams, but you hope to get a lower team, you know, not a top team to play. Like Pats play CY, St. Pat's CY, you know, and they'll probably rest a couple of players on that. But again, we've got great fitness levels and energy levels, so maybe this will stand to us even more having a good competitive game this week than a non-league team as such.
And next week, Oriel Park should be packed to the rafters again, the champions Pats.
Yeah, absolutely. Massive game. We can't wait for it. We haven't talked about it. We haven't done anything about it yet because we only look one game ahead. And tonight was our priority. So we're going for a cool down now. Tomorrow we'll rest Sunday. And from Monday, you know, we'll be buzzing for this game. We'll be up for it. And hopefully we can go and get the result going into the break.